This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I would like to do a call for assistance. I need somebody's help. Now, here's the thing. Right now, Elevate, who I have teamed up with as I try to become Salty by 60, I use their products every day. Today, I got on the bike for the first time today. Elevate socks made a big difference in that. But that's beside the point. I've been sleeping in their sheets for a long time, and here's the thing about Elevate, what they do with this infused recovery textile that they have. They have this product that you just simply use where you're using other products today. Everybody sleeps between sheets. Everybody puts on socks to go to work with their shoes, T-shirts, you know, that kind of thing. But I need somebody to help me with this. So here's what I have. I have $300 worth of Elevate stuff. I have a complete set of queen size sheets, and I got three pairs of socks. And I want somebody to email me and tell me that they'll use this stuff. And then I want you to use it, and then I want you to write to me. I want you to email me again and tell me what happened with it. Tell me what you got out of it. And understand this. Listen, it is not a cure of anything. It is not a cure of anything. It is simply a way to help you get up and get moving. It's going to help you in your recovery. It's going to help you with your circulation, your flexibility, a lot of things. But it's not going to be the end-all, be-all cure of everything. It's simply going to be an additional percentage point here or there to help you out. Getting up off that couch, getting up out of that bed, getting out of that chair, and getting out there and living. Because living, I saw something the other day. I saw something the other day on YouTube. These three kids who were somewhat daredevilish. They like to go and cliff jump and all this other crazy stuff. Three of them died. And they weren't doing anything crazy. They were just walking along. Well, yeah, they were sort of doing something crazy. They were walking along a waterfall on a vacation because they get paid to travel. You know, what a job, right? They didn't think they were going to wake up that day and die. You don't know when that's going to happen. I don't know when that's going to happen. So in between now and then, we should be living as much as we can. And Elevate will help you do that. It will elevate your life. Email me at bill@lockandload, L-O-C-K, the letter N, L-O-A-D, radio.com. Let me know why you need this. And I will send it to you. And then you're one of my testers just like me. You're a test pilot just like me. Although I am a very happy test pilot. So anyway. Let me tell you about global war, global climate change, all of this other stuff. Let me tell you what this is. Climate change is a threat to everything you know. It is a threat to everything you know. For the global warming alarmists out there today, it is almost a religion. And like all religions, they have their zealots. Now, coming out of Berkeley here recently, we had this thing where they were talking about there has to be a humane way to control the population in order to help the climate. Now, whenever I hear a government on any level getting out there and saying, well, we need to find a humane way to control the population. You know, it's one thing to get out there and talk about trying to control the economy, trying to control this, that, the other. It's quite another thing to get out there and start talking about who's living and who isn't. Because that's what it boils down to. Who's living and who isn't allowed to live? Now, that should give you pause. So climate change, for those of us that are armed, is something that they'll never get to impose upon us. They want us to agree with it. They want to persuade us to go this way. This is why I keep telling you, they get nothing save what we give them. Now recently, former Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina was being interviewed by leftist Katie Couric, and she made her look like a fool regarding the climate change issue. In the middle of engaging her, she emphasized the reality of American dependence upon oil and coal and how these energy sources are needed for the nation's basic self-survival. Carly explained that attempting to cut these energy sources off completely makes no logical sense, and she uses plain old common sense, logic, and facts when she confronts a leftist ideologue, Katie Couric. She cites innovation as the solution to the so-called problem of climate change. 2 cars ago, I drove a 1999 Ford Expedition that, even in 1999, was designed to burn extremely clean. Did it give off gases? Yes, it did. But it wasn't anything like when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was nothing to see, you know, just smoke screens appearing down the street, because cars did not run nearly as good and efficient as they do today. See, the problem with climate change is they want to do things like shut down American businesses and eliminate jobs. And they want to do it with rogue and reckless EPA regulations. And the climate change phenomena is one of the biggest ruses ever perpetrated upon mankind. Barack Obama weaponized the EPA as a weapon against the American middle class. And that's what it's targeting, folks. Look at California. Well, they don't have a middle class. They have all kinds of climate change happening there, though. All kinds of climate change regulations. I watch videos and I see things all the time that this happened due to climate change and that happened due to climate change. And this is by people that didn't even take... Somebody said this. Somebody said, well, this happened because of this. Now, you know, the planet is a very imposing thing. I mean, look what's happening in Hawaii with all of those eruptions. Could we stop that? Could we control that? Now, Trump started reversing a lot of the Obama-era EPA regulations, and that has awoken a lot of U.S. citizens, and this awakening is now putting the climate alarmists into a state of panic and rage. Their effort to convince people that the Earth is in a state of perpetual imminent danger is losing the luster. People in general are growing tired of these incessant climate alarmist warnings. Warnings that never come true. That we hear these ominous predictions. When Obama came into office, he said, the oceans have stopped rising because I'm the president. And we thought David Koresh was an egomaniac. This is a use of political propaganda in conjunction with junk science. And finally, people are looking at it for what it really is, a politically charged hyperbolic climate alarmism being used to create fear and instill guilt amongst us under the guise of goodness in order to advance a radical leftist agenda. And it's an agenda that's bent on destroying the American economy and U.S. sovereignty. And this has nothing to do with the climate or any of these leftist globalist politicians, but rather everything to do with taking the U.S. down a few pegs as a nation, along with destroying our individual liberty. They want to impose carbon taxes, and they want to create a police state through the installation of endless smart grids. That continues to be part of the nefarious endgame of many of these leftist elites. All of the models have been flawed since the beginning of this never-ending ruse, and even if you happen to believe the hype, a new study suggests there's hope for mankind due to these faulty models. Most sane people are starting to realize Obama and his fellow travelers have taken us all for fools. Not many rational people are willing to destroy an entire economy based upon a scientific theory. And that's all this is. It is a theory. So let's go destroy the entire way of life right now. Because all these doomsday scenarios have never they've never failed to not happen. But let's destroy everything right now. I say no. And you better listen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, this is going to be climate change part two. Now, understand this about climate change. Climate change is, climate change and health care, while two different things, actually tie into the same thing because they eventually want to. We've already got eugenics in place. We call it abortion. We've already got eugenics in place. We'll get to that later. But we've already got that in place. So climate change is a very, very nefarious philosophical sort of wish list item. Now, they can't push it. They're always trying to push it all, right? Gun control, climate change, abortion, tax increases, all this other stuff. They want just, that's why I say it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. Because they want complete control of everything in your life. Everything in your life. We're in the middle of summer right now, and summertime always brings hot days. I grew up in Columbia, South Carolina, which is hotter than where I live right now. Currently, everybody's saying it's hotter than it is normally, and whatever that normal really is. The media is panting, not from the heat, but from, you know, another chance to push the global warming narrative. Because that's better than talking about something else, like, say, maybe the Trump economy. Summers were hot in the 60s. You remember when the Lovin' Spoonful sang Hot Town, Summer in the City, Back of My Neck Getting Dirty and Gritty? Then a few years later, summers were still hot as Mungo Jerry sang in the summertime, when the weather's hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. 2018 is another hot summer. Temperatures are breaking records in California as well as across the ocean in Iceland and the UK. And as predictable as sunrise and sunset, the media have pivoted from Stormy Daniels to stormy weather, specifically global warming. Recently from the EPA, Scott Pruitt resigned, and this is a perfect segue to stories about climate change and how Pruitt caused the current heat wave. The British Metro is all over the story with a headline, "Global warming to blame for worldwide record-breaking heat wave." The Guardian echoes the concern, "This heat wave is just a start. Britain has to adapt to climate change fast." Seems like the Brits would welcome the hot air this coming week, as it's all the better for their baby Trump blimp to remain afloat over London during President Trump's upcoming visit. Do you remember when they flew a baby Obama blimp while Obama was presenting the Queen with an iPod full of his past speeches? The New York Times, not to be outdone by their British fake news counterparts, ran this op-ed entitled "Scott Pruitt and the Global Heat Wave." When Scott Pruitt caused the heat wave, it was his aggressive campaign to aggravate global warming by rolling back federal attempts to combat it. No, actually what he was doing was following through on the Trump promise to roll back crippling command and control government regulations which were keeping the U.S. economy on life support. Trump was pushing back against fascism, something he's accused of promoting, which is actually quite ironic if you think about it. And yeah, it's hot, but I wonder how these high temperatures are being recorded. The National Climate Data Center has about 1,200 temperature monitors in white boxes scattered across the fruited plain. But there is a problem. Nearly every single weather station the U.S. government uses to measure the country's surface temperature may be compromised. Sensors that are supposed to be in empty clearings are instead exposed to crackling electronics and other unlikely sources of heat, from exhaust pipes and trash-burning barrels to chimneys and human graves. This is a basic limitation of data collection. Garbage in, garbage out. How many of these sensors are in the middle of a concrete urban jungle, with heat reflecting off of buildings and roadways and bathed in bus exhaust artificially raising the temperature? Another problem is that these monitoring networks have only been in existence since 1892. How do we measure temperature before then? Now, the premise of a heat wave is that temperatures are higher than normal. That's also the basis of global warming theory. And if we don't get what normal is, if we don't know what normal is, how do we know if the current temperatures are higher or lower than normal? What is a normal temperature? Until that question can be answered with certainty, talk of global warming, or cooling for that matter, are speculative. Now, heat waves were not unique to Scott Pruitt's short reign as the terror of the EPA. A European heat wave in 1757 caused the hottest summer in 500 years prior to 2003. In 1901, an eastern U.S. heat wave killed 9,500 people. In 1936, we had a summer heat wave during the Dust Bowl, followed by one of the coldest winters on record. Now, imagine the climate change zealots in 1936 having to wail about global warming in the summer and then doing an about-face to warm of global cooling a few months later. Planet Earth has had ice ages come and go multiple times. It's normal temperatures during an ice age when Chicago was, you know. Is that when it was normal? Was it when Chicago was under a mile of ice, or when it warmed up, allowing Chicago to sit inside a temperate lake, or sometime in temperature in between? Now, in other areas of science, it's easier to determine normal, like the measure of blood pressure, height, or eye pressure in a million individuals, and statisticians can calculate a mean, median, and range. So, in other words, an idea of normal. But unfortunately, we only have one planet with significant geographic variation. There is no normal temperature for the planet, only for specific locations, and this requires longitudinal data collection. Temperature measurements for the past 10 or 100 years are fine, but they are no better than weighing 100 people at O'Hare Airport and calculating normal human weight. What about 500 years ago, 5,000 years ago, 5 million years ago? Every spot on Earth had a temperature at every point in history. And if we don't know those, how can we know what normal is? So until normal can be defined, talk of global warming or cooling is nothing but a wild guess, often pushed by a political or financial concern. Hence the new term climate change, which covers both sides. This way they don't have to worry about playing ping pong. And it reflects the reality that some years are hotter and some cooler, and it's always constantly changing. And this has been the way of the world. But this isn't going to stop the media pushing a political agenda rather than providing an objective and thoughtful analysis. And, if this summer remains warm, the drumbeat of global warming will continue. Just like Alan Jackson when he sings, "'Cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues." This planet is in control of itself. And it is highly adaptive. Regions that were covered in ice have also been subtropical. It will always be that way. We're just a species that inhabits the Earth right now. There will be others. Maybe we'll persevere. We'll see. But in the meantime, we're not controlling that. Nothing here. We're not controlling anything here. And we're not causing anything either. And this is just a means to get your money, your life, and take control of it. Remember that when you listen to the idiots. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, President Trump will announce his next Supreme Court nominee, Justin Walker, clerk for both Anthony Kennedy and Brett Kavanaugh. He talks about the notion that Kavanaugh is the establishment candidate.
You know, actually, Judge Kavanaugh is the opposite of the sort of Georgetown cocktail party crowd. The guy is a family man. He coaches his daughter's basketball team. He's run a marathon twice. And he'd much rather have a beer and watch a hockey game than go to any kind of fancy D.C. insider thing. In fact, I'll tell you, the last time I saw him, he had to push back our morning meeting because he'd been up so late the night before celebrating the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup victory.
Retired four-star General Jack Keane says exactly what Secretary of State Pompeo was looking for on his trip.
He wants the identification and location of all of their nuclear sites. That's fuel, storage, research, testing.
This is USA Radio News.
Money. Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm being asked in the chat room which one of Trump's Supreme Court contenders is the most Second Amendment friendly. I do know that Trump was in talks with he's talked with the NRA, and they were asking him, "Hey, is this bad news for us?" And he's like, no, you're going to be happy." So I don't know just yet. But, oh gosh, and somebody else sent me a link on something that I've already covered. Okay, anyway, back to things. And listen, I need somebody's help. I need somebody's help to demo some stuff with Elevate. And all I'm asking you to do is identify yourself. Email me, Bill at Lock and Load Radio. LOCK, the letter N, load, LOAD, radio.com. And tell me why I should consider you for some Elevate stuff. I got about $300 worth of Elevate stuff that I want to give somebody, and I want somebody to go out there and use it. A set of sheets and three pairs of socks. And this is a $300 value. You don't have to come on the air if you don't want to. If you do, you're more than welcome to come on the air. But if you don't feel like coming on the air, if you just want to, you know, send me an email or something and tell me about what you got out of this. And it's not going to be shocking, but it is going to help. And that is the big part. That little percentage of help that you get, it might get you up off the chair and get you out into the world and living. And that's what I'm looking for. I want everybody to be living. But email me, Bill at Lock, or just come to my website, lockandloadradio.com. LOCKNLOAD radio.com. Hit contact, contact me, let me know. So, there. Now, for the raging left of America, it was just another day lately. Another couple of incidents, one on CNN, one in a San Antonio Whataburger. And in both cases, the person attacked was put on the defensive. shocked by the intensity of the assault and the seeming impunity of the attacker. Both the victims could do little but search vainly for a comeback. And it may be time to change strategy, but we'll get to that in just a minute. In San Antonio, two teens, actually three teens, were peaceably eating burgers and minding their own business at a Whataburger. And as captured on video, 38-year-old Kino Jimenez snatched the MAGA hat off the head of one teen, grabbed the kid's drink, and threw it in his face. And he said some, you know, he's a tough guy. He's a real tough guy. Kino, you are a tough guy. Teen said as the guy walked away with his hat, all right, have fun with it. Not too much fun to be had in the Jimenez household. As a result of the video, his employer fired him from his bartending job because, you know, they're in Texas. And the Green Party of Texas disowned him. Among the Green Party's key values are nonviolence, respect for diversity, and social justice. And Jimenez made the mistake of showing how empty those key values really are. Second confrontation in question was much more routine. Thursday on CNN's New Day, prominent black Georgetown University professor Michael Eric Dyson casually assailed Trump as a racist and called out Trump's supporters, including the one sitting next to him, for validating what are essentially naked, raw statements of racism. He didn't cite any examples for the simple reason that Trump is oddly quiet on the subject of race. He does talk about immigration, but Muslim is no more a race than Catholic, and Mexican is no more a race than American. So, in fact, there's considerably more American DNA in America's gene pool than in Mexico's. No matter, it has become so axiomatic on the left that Trump is a racist, as are most, if not all, conservatives, that no examples are needed. Besides, a recent Quinnipiac poll is 49% of respondents believing that Trump is racist, which is about right. Half the nation hates him anyway, so that's no big deal. That number is simply a function of people like Dyson repeating the racism charge like a mantra. Mantra. Former Bush appointee Scott Jennings acquitted himself well when he countered Dyson. I disagree with everything you said. I disagree with the motives you've ascribed as me. And still, throughout the conversation, he was put as much on defensive as the hat-wearing teen at Whataburger. And that's my problem. For far too long, we have been playing defense. We don't have to play defense at all. We should give that up. We should give up playing defense. In August... Yeah, well, okay, let's go back to 2012. On one specific occasion, Mitt Romney's failure to take the offense cost the GOP and the nation dearly. In August of that year, Missouri Senate candidate Todd Akin made an awkward but innocuous comment about rape and abortion. And the major media did what they inevitably do when they smell blood, turned to the serial apologists in the soft center of the Republican Party. Romney, then the Republican nominee, said Congressman Akin's comments on rape are insulting, inexcusable, and frankly wrong. Like millions of other Americans, we found them to be offensive. I don't know who we are. You're not talking for me, Mitt. I've had lunch with you. I know exactly what you're about, pal. Suppose Romney had gone on the offensive and said an incredibly accused rapist is giving the keynote speech at the Democratic Convention in 2 weeks. That same convention will memorialize a lifelong sexual predator who allowed a young woman to drown in his garden to preserve his political future. And you want me to denounce a decent, God-fearing man for his inelegant comments about rape? Nope, not happening. If the truth hurts, put some ice on it. If he had forcefully highlighted the sins of Clinton and Kennedy and the Democratic silence on their abuses, he could have put an abrupt end to their silly but effective accusation of a Republican war on women. If Romney had shown some spine, he might be president today, and Akin would be a U.S. senator. And as Akin learned, if not Romney, in politics it does not pay to enable your opponent's abuse. At some point, the right has to take the offensive, and the time to do it is now. The left is pathologically awash in their own virtue, so much so that they've lost sight of their greatest weakness, its most glaring point of vulnerability, namely their historic support of abortion. Scott Jennings could have turned things around on Dyson because, you know, Dyson was talking about racism, let alone child separation. All that talk has zero credibility. For the last 45 years, he and his leftist allies have allowed nearly 60 million American babies to be permanently and fatally wrenched from their mother's wombs. Most for no greater reason than the convenience of the mother or the destruction of the evidence left by a child's rapist. Speaking of racism, nearly 20 million of those babies were black. Black babies were nearly three times more likely to be killed than white babies. For a black child, the womb is a real middle passage. What has Dyson done with regard to this genocide? Well, he's enabled it. He has encouraged the funding of an organization whose founder, Margaret Sanger, is one of the most notorious racists and eugenicists in American history. So enough of this civility. If Republicans start calling Democrats baby killers every time a Democrat calls them racist, I would start watching CNN again. I think that's going to be my new thing. That's going to be my new thing. A lot of veterans were called baby killers. But they were combatants sent to do a war that nobody wanted to do. These people enjoy it. They enjoy it. And Ty Cobb once said, it isn't lying if you can do it. And likewise, it isn't lying if they're doing it. And you can believe they're doing it. You can believe they're doing it. So maybe it's time to take that into consideration and let's get down to being on the offensive for a change. Bear that in mind as the discourse continues to get uncivil. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line.
There are just too many times people have tried.
I've got a story about gun control you won't believe. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, in September 2013, in Canada, Vancouver Island, Canada, there was a problem mountain lion that attacked a woman named Sandy Flores. Now, the animal's purpose when he attacked Sandy Flores was to kill and eat her. The big cat had been noticing Miss Sandy Flores for whatever reason with increasing interest for months. Last time it had attacked or tried to attack her, it snarled and slashed at Sandy. She managed to repel it with a machete. Now, Rick Kautz is her husband. I don't know why they don't have the same last name. If I'm being sexist, you know, okay, I'm just old-fashioned. You don't have to call me that. If you do, call it to my face, and we'll see how that works out for you. But anyway, Rick considered getting a rifle, and they live in a remote location on the west coast of Vancouver Island in Canada. Canadian regulations and testing requirements are stringent and prolonged, and Mr. Kautz believed he would never obtain the permit in time. The danger was imminent, ever-present, and acute. It was happening. They lived somewhere where they went out the door, and that cat was there. For someone in a remote area, finding a class and scheduling to be in it, then doing the test and waiting for a permit could take months. Mr. Kautz had to settle on a cold steel boar spear, which he purchased over the counter. I'm not making that up. I'm not making it up. He kept it close by. He leaned it against the cabin wall. Cold steel makes some very serious weapons. The cold steel boar spear is, the spearhead of it is 18 inches long, and the shaft is 6 feet. The spear itself is designed to kill boar, so it has these two tangs popping out that are dull, so that when you stick it in a boar, the boar can't run up the spear at you, because that's happened before. So this is purely designed to kill a boar. The overall length of the boar spear is 89 inches, or 7 feet 5 inches. Now, here in the United States, this story was not, it was hardly covered, barely covered. There are a few brief accounts on some internet sites. The international coverage, especially in the UK, was excellent. The most informative article was an in-depth interview done by Brinkman Forest Limited in Canada, because Rick Kautz is one of their best workers. From BrinkmanForest.ca.news, this man wasn't going to let the cougar have the woman without a fight. This isn't from an Ernest Hemingway short story, and it isn't a passage from Clan of the Cave Bear. From a September 2013 Canadian Press news story reporting on a remarkable incident involving a Brinkman tree planter and his wife. The planter in question is Rick Kautz, who lives with his wife Sandy on a remote Flores Island in Calaquat Sound. Rick has worked with Brinkman every season for more than 30 years, one of the longest tenured field workers with the company and one of our most impressive high ballers. I don't even know what that means. On September 8th, a cougar attacked and mauled Sandy while she was working in their garden, and Rick fought the animal off with a spear. Sandy was severely hurt, but with the help of the Coast Guard, they got her to surgery in Victoria in a matter of hours later, and she is now on her way to a full recovery. The cougar was later found in the woods nearby, dead from its wounds. Well, there's a little bit more to it than this. On September 8th, Sandy stepped outside the cabin to work in the garden at 6 p.m., and before she left, she hooked a can of bear spray on her belt. Coming from GlobeandMail.com, reading the tracks later, Rick said the cougar came out of the trees and followed Sandy down the path, then lay in ambush. Sandy said, "I was coming back, and I just happened to look down. I think me looking down saved my life because he would have got me in the face, and I would have fallen on my back, and he would have ripped my neck open. He did a flying leap, and all I saw before his teeth got into my skull was his face for a second. And then when he took a bite, it sounded like he was crunching my skull because the noise was so intense. It really felt like all my bones were breaking." Knocked to the ground, Sandy was in shock. Unable to scream, she could not find the bear spray. Now, Sandy was smart enough not to allow this mountain lion to turn her over on her back to get through her throat, but she almost gave up. But then she thought of her husband by himself at the mercy of the lion. That made her fight. And then she started being able to scream. Now, Rick was not far away near the cabin, but he was working with a chainsaw. But for some reason, he shut off the saw, and then he heard his wife screaming, and then he knew what was happening. So he yelled his name as loudly as he could, and he sprinted to the cabin. He grabbed the boar spear, and he ran at her and the lion. The lion did not run away, but it stopped biting at Sandy's head. It took up a stance over his badly mauled wife and snarled at him to protect his almost kill. Mr. Kautz circled around for an opening, and he thrust the boar spear just behind the lion's shoulder into the hilt of the dull tangs popping out. Now, the boar spears are razor sharp. The lion couldn't do anything much but wiggle underneath that spear, and when he pulled out the spear, the lion ran off. And Mr. Kautz helped his wife to the cabin, and he started busying himself with first aid because she had some very extensive injuries. Several fingers on her right hand were crushed by the lion's teeth as she attempted to fight it off. Her left bicep was nearly torn off her arm. Her scalp was just hanging. She was in shock. We've known, you know, for 250 years, we've known that there's little pain during the first hour. And in Sandy's case, this allowed her to advise Rick on getting help ready for the trip to the hospital. And they got the help of the Canadian Coast Guard, and they made it to the hospital in record time. Coast Guard boat took them from the beach to the hospital in Tofino. She was medevaced by helicopter to Victoria. And there, a specialist in treating animal attack lacerations, a surgeon, was standing by. She spent 3 weeks in Victoria and several more trips there for skin grafts and to fight infection. Now their life is almost normal, although she may never regain full use of her arm and hand. Responding officers found the mountain lion dead about 60 feet from where Sandy was attacked. And the autopsy showed the spear had pierced both lungs and the heart. This was a healthy mountain lion, weighing about 90 pounds, young male. Stomach had the remains of a squirrel in it. Now, we shouldn't take this as a cue to go kill every mountain lion. This was a bad lion. Little attention's been given to the fact that Canada's restrictive gun laws restricted Mr. Kautz to a spear. What might have happened if Sandy Flores had a .38 special on her belt instead of some bear spray. What would have happened if she'd taken that .38 special and stuck it in the mountain lion's mouth instead of her hand to fight it off? What might have happened? Pistols are very tightly restricted in Canada. They're much more difficult for Canadians to purchase and own than rifles or shotguns. It's nearly impossible to obtain a permit to carry a pistol outside the home. Now, for many decades, there have been very few attacks by mountain lions. They are avidly hunted. As protections for mountain lions have increased, the number of attacks have soared. From 1890 to 1970, there were 10 fatal attacks, according to Wikipedia, or one every 8 years. From 1971 to 2018, there were 15 fatal attacks, or one for every 3.1 years. A scholarly study by Stephen Herrero shows that large predator attacks have been accelerating, from nature.com. The media and scientific literature are increasingly reporting an escalation of large carnivore attacks on humans in North America and Europe. Spears have been effective weapons for all of human history. The first non-organic weapon was probably a rock or a club. Spears were a big step forward and took modern firearms to render spears and bows and arrows obsolete. If you go to the Cold Steel website right now, they list the boar spear is out of stock. Amazon lists it as available, but says it may not be shipped internationally. So perhaps Canadian readers can tell us if the boar spear is still available for Canadian outlets. Canadian listeners, readers, anybody out there. Are they still available there? I don't have the words. I really don't. Back again in 21 hours. You know the deal. So I won't rattle it off to you right now. Talk to you tomorrow. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.